Hi, I'm the Dark Tangent, and you're about to listen to some speeches from DEF CON 2, held at the Sahara Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, 1994, July 22nd to the 24th. This speech and all speeches are copywritten, the Dark Tangent and DEF CON Communications, all rights reserved, except permission is granted for educational nonprofit use. Now, the Sahara, like most other hotels DEF CON's been at, has since been blown up to make way for a bigger and better hotel. So with that in mind, sit back, relax, get ready for some good speeches.
Nick is Artemaj. Never met him before now, but he seems like a really cool guy.
Okay, that's what I want to tell everyone first. We were kind of planned, and then this came up at the last minute. Seemed really interesting. It's an Opus cartoon. And you're all going to have to, like, move up if you want to see it. Okay, we start out with Opus and Bill Gates lying nude in a field of periwinkles. Okay. Frame one right there. And it says, "Rats, look who's invaded my personal pad. Mr. Michael Squash himself." Second scene is also Opus and Bill Gates has his private parts covered by periwinkles. And it says, "He's worth billions, his software will soon run all the planet's computers, and he's lying here naked in my periwinkle trying to find his purpose in life. What should I do now?" Opus, lying there, nude. "Say, Mr. Bill, why don't you run and sneak off and doomsday virus into the world's computers that will scramble everything on January 1st, 1999, Earth will grovel at your toes, and mankind's destiny will be like a cookie dough in your hand." At this point, Bill stands up and runs off with his clothes. "I deeply apologize in advance." That was the Opus cartoon. Okay, as we said, Lorax is like dead. He's long in Iowa. It's close enough. And, yeah, basically. At the end, I'm reading, just after I give away the hard drive, I'm reading something from Coder Decoder, who is in prison. And so that's like the one most serious thing I'm doing. But other than that, I was going to have this, I had this great idea. And get all the feds to stand up, and it's going to like have a hug a fed day. Right? Everyone's going to hug a fed. Come on. There are people too. And they all left. Is there a fed here we can hug? Come on, please. Just like them to disappear on me. So there was my hug a fed idea. Well, we could hug narcs. Any narcs out there? Come on, hug a narc! No narcs. Dang. Okay, I'm here to talk about commercialization of cyberspace, internet, LOD, MOD, hacking in general. We have shirts, we've got bumper stickers, but it's not enough. We need more. I've got a prototype. The clip stole out. Okay, he comes with a yo-yo. He needs a shower. And there's supposedly a wife doll. Okay, there's supposed to be a wife doll, but nobody's seen her in 2 years. I want to point out, if you take the backpack off. Take the backpack off, it can double as our tangent. I know, I had to do it though. Okay. Touch the doll. Backpack. Yo-yo, oh yeah. Somebody want the yo-yo? I apologize if you don't sue. Okay, I was thinking other things we could do. You could have like action figures. You have the MOD versus LOD action figure set. It's a great idea. Think about it. You have the little computers. You have feds busting in. Cartoons, TV. The Fed doll. What can you say? He's got the briefcase. It's like handcuffed to him. I mean, it's perfect. I know that the hat doesn't work, but it's the Fed now. Okay. The OKA 5. Can you guys hear this? This thing talks to you. This is great. Watch this. Right. Yeah, you know it. Okay. Some quick other ideas Lawrence and I had that would like be here in like form of like research. We're gonna throw them out. Lawrence didn't show. It's okay. We'll tell them anyway. You saw the iHeart beds, iHeart wares. We want more. Let's see, where are they? Ah, how about kiss me? I'm a narc. Hey, just watch it. Okay, have you hugged a Fed today? Man, I'm dying. Okay, Alright, when I was at the SBA, I spayed my wares company. I really, oh, God. All right, last guy. Bumper stickers you've seen. My son is an honor student. How about my son hacked your honor student? Okay. Okay. I'm going to put my plug in at this point just to save myself. I've got my t-shirt here. I'm selling t-shirt. I posted it on 2600, and I heard it flamed. I'm not quite sure about this. If anybody can confirm this, so they have blamed it on 2600 for this shirt posting, but it's black, so when you're face boxing, you can't be seen. First important thing. The second is it's extra large. You can easily hide a red box under that. There is one triple extra large. Somebody sent me an email saying they wanted me to bring a triple extra large here. I brought one here. As Campbell says, there's three sizes, extra large, double extra large, and programmer. So if you see me... So if the person who ordered it can come after, I've got your shirt, it's waiting for you. If not, other programmers are all welcome to take it. The front... Can you... it says in an A... Can you read this? All right. In this age of digital Darwinism, some of us are ones, you're a zero. Yeah. The back. I have to kind of explain that. There's a public board in Iowa where Lawrence is probably killing right now. Chris Goggins comes on the board, as Eric Blodax, and posts this amazingly eloquent post in which he says, "I only hack for money." And so we thought that was so elite. The back of the shirt. Elite, 311 plus 3. I only have the money, Eric Bloodax. That's it. That's the shirt. They're selling for $13 at the end. I'm going to give away the Cyclist Drive, and then I'm going to read CDC's thing. Where's that list? I probably covered it up.
Ooh, someone's trying to end the unit.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay, here's the big moment everyone's been waiting for, and half was left for. Number 301. There you are. You got yourself a hard drive. That's it. Get the sheet, come on. Well, I'm kind of dead in water here, aren't I?
DMV.
Yeah.
Very nice. We're not allowed to give that away, I've been told. I know. It's disappointing to me, too. Is there anything else? Damn.
Yes! Yes! I know you're all booing and everything, but yeah. Come on up. That's our address. Full documentation. Okay, for those of you who don't know, Coder Decoder is a well-respected member of the community. Good friend of Lorax's. Lorax is going to read this for him because Coder Decoder is in prison, CDC. He was going to read this for him. Even so, I'm reading it. And I think this is it after that, right, TT? Yeah? Okay. I regret that I cannot be there in person. After 25 months of imprisonment, my spirit and enthusiasm remain strong. Don't be afraid of prison. Avoid it. But not to the extent of paralysis. It's not that bad. Choose your associates wisely. Stay loyal to one another. Through thick and thin, I don't want to hear about any more goddamn narcs. If you tell someone, I'm going to come personally kick your ass. Be sure to refract and contribute when possible. There are more areas for exploration and exploitation than ever before. Simply get up off your ass, this minute, leave the room, get out to work. I'll be joining you soon. CDC out.